Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your weekend. It's K-Rock, Klein Alley Show.
Thank God it's Friday!
That's what I was looking for. Why was it so low earlier? Anyway, we're together again. Another hour will officially begin. Almost the one-year anniversary of us starting these summer hours. Can you believe it, Alley? It's been a year.
What an anniversary.
Only a year. It feels like two.
It feels much longer. Summer hours, then became fall hours, then became bonus hours, and now it's just more time for us to hang out together. And we appreciate it, and hopefully you do as well. And let's make it worth your while right now by getting you into the Hollywood Bowl for My Chemical Romance. If you are the 20th caller, we officially welcome you to May Chemical Romance at K-Rock, which means tickets for you to go to a show in October, a sold-out show at the Hollywood Bowl. And hopefully you're on the phone right now at 800-520-1067.
It was weird because earlier this week, our boss came up to us and was like, remember a year ago we started summer hours? And I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. Is he going to suggest something else?
I thought we were going till noon.
I was like, no.
Here we go.
Show. Remember when we did that? It went so well that we're adding another one.
So the show is going to continue on straight up through 3 p.m. now every day. Get ready.
We don't have families anymore.
That's not true. No one asked for it, no one's getting it, no one wants it. But we do have a lot to get into this hour that you will want, including all the things we forgot to give you this week, which we have. So very, very generous this hour on the show. And we start by giving you something right now. If you are in Anaheim, California, from the 714, and your name is Mary. Good morning, Mary. Welcome to K-Rock.
Hi, my name is Marilyn.
Oh, well, I got the first part of it right.
Oh, my God. Nice. Now you cannot get mad. Because I totally wrote that.
Okay. Marilyn, you're on K-Rock. Good morning. And M-A-R-Y-L is Marilyn. And anyway, you are the 20th caller, which means you're going to go to MyChem at the Hollywood Bowl.
Thank you. I can't believe it. No, I've been calling all week and last year when you guys were giving tickets to MCR. I'm literally shaking. Thank you.
Well, good for you. You finally did it.
I know. So thank you, Allie and Klein, everybody, Johnny. Oh, my God. I can't even think right now.
Johnny's not here today, so that was a waste of a thank you.
I know.
He's in Vegas right now getting ready for the big No Doubt show at the Sphere. And, Allie, your wife's going to be in Vegas this weekend, too?
She's on the road waiting.
Oh,
yep.
she's also driving, too.
Yeah, she decided to drive. The flights were crazy, but she also didn't realize she was driving the same weekend as EDC.
Oh, man.
It's going to
be a good time.
Ew.
So she's in Vegas. Johnny's in Vegas. You think that's a coincidence? Is he texting your wife the same way he's texting my wife?
Nah, definitely not. Actually, okay. My wife does enjoy Johnny's company, but...
Really?
Yeah, they've had good conversations. I think that she thinks he's like a project. Some women love a project.
I asked my wife because, you know, Johnny sent her a Happy Mother's Day text on Sunday, and she responded with the double heart thank you. And I said to her that everyone thought that the double heart was a bit of an aggressive response. And she says, I give out hearts to everyone. They mean nothing to me. Is what she said. And then I looked at my last exchanges with her.
And there's so many hearts.
And it's all hearts.
Yeah, but it's mostly single hearts. So they, that's the thing. I look at like, and it really is a lot. Like, I think hearts are just the international, that can be yes, that can be sure. Like,
it could also be goodbye. Like, love you. This conversation's over.
That just means like.
It's just, how heartless, pun intended, is that to say, I give out hearts to anyone. They mean nothing to me.
And she still wouldn't even give you two.
I can't even get two.
They mean nothing to her, and she can only give you
one. The most I ever got is one. But Johnny sends a Happy Mother's Day to her. He gets two of those, so go figure. Lots to get into this hour. We're going to save your relationship next, we think, on K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. So we learned earlier today, and this is a fact, that if you're in a relationship, there's a good chance you're going to get into a fight, perhaps even this weekend. And there's now a better chance than ever that the fight is going to be about the mess that is developing in your kitchen.
Because or kitchen etiquette.
Kitchen etiquette, kitchen-related fights. And I think it's because as more and more people have shifted from having rooms, like I feel like it used to be... When I grew up, I had a house. The house had very specific rooms. There was a small kitchen, and next to that, there was a small... living room that I wasn't allowed to go into. I don't know why, because it didn't have anything in it, but
it was the presentational living room.
It was
room.
Like not allowed to go in there, and then there was another small like TV room, and that was pretty much it. And then there was a bathroom, and the bathroom had
one bathroom.
Downstairs had one bathroom, and upstairs,
okay.
but the bathroom was a regular just a toilet and a sink. And now I feel like what they've done is they've pretty much knocked down walls at everyone, and they're just putting the kitchens in the middle of living room. Like, everyone just wants this kind of open living
floor plan.
And so as a result, your kitchen is now the room where I guess everyone hangs out in the most. So it makes sense that that's now the room that everyone's fighting in the most.
The kitchen is the most important room in the house, in
my
opinion.
Do you think it's the most important room in the whole house?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because I think the size of it and where it's located is a make or break, especially for the person that does all the cooking. If I'm going to be cooking most of the meals, I don't want to be in a tiny kitchen that has no cabinet space or is tucked away where I can't interact with the family. I can't see the TV. I need to be able to see the TV. I need to be able to have, like, feel like I'm not cut off from the rest of the place.
The place I live now, you walk in the front door and you're in the kitchen. There is no separation. You literally open the door. And that is the kitchen, because the kitchen is also the living room.
It's where all the food is. It's the best room in the house.
So as a result now, couples are fighting all the time about so many different things. And it is the number one cause of all the kitchen arguments that happen is the fact that there's usually someone that leaves a mess or creates a mess.
Yeah, and if you're lucky to have space in your kitchen, great. If you're not, keeping everything in order is so crucial.
I think having a smaller kitchen is easier to keep clean than having a big one. Because a bigger one, you just leave something around somewhere, and I'll get to that eventually. Small, you don't really have a choice.
Everything has to go back in its spot. But you and I have both had kitchen fights this week. Do you remember the morning you made me a steak and the phone call that you got from your wife?
Oh, first of all, I made you another steak today.
Delicious.
Today was a hanger steak, but I made that last night. Brought it in today, cold steak. I on Monday morning, I'm bringing you steaks all week because Allie's trying to get her iron count up so she can make a baby. And she won't let me put one in her the old-fashioned way, so I'm just going to make her steak.
Exactly. I'd rather have a dead cow's meat.
Offered
in
you
my
tube
mouth.
Steak and you smothered in underwear. You said, no, I want regular steak.
But your wife called and was upset because there was a smell in the house.
Yes, well, she woke up. She goes, did you make breakfast for the girls? The house smells like you've been cooking. And I said, well, no, but I made a steak for Allie. And she goes, you didn't make anything for anyone else? I go, no, I made Allie a steak. She goes, did you put the pan in the sink? I go, no, it's sitting on the stove.
Yes, and I will make breakfast in the morning and I will leave the pan there because it's cleanish. Just put another egg on it. You know, I'm not going to put things
just
in
this. Put another egg on it?
Yeah, like, I made eggs on that pan.
Right.
It's a relatively clean pan. You're going to make eggs when you get up. I don't need to wash that pan. I don't need to put it in the sink. But she gets mad that I don't put things that I've just used right in the sink because I think they've still got a couple of uses left. Meanwhile, my wife, when she is done with anything, it's not just let me rinse it off and put it in the dishwasher. It's I'm just going to delicately place it in the sink and walk away. No rinse, no nothing. And I hate, like, if you have differing ways to keep your kitchen, it is something that eats away at you. And I don't know why we've had the dual sink thing happen in bathrooms and not in kitchens. I think we should each have our own sinks, his and her sinks, in the kitchen.
Well, even as a lesbian, to say his and her sinks, that's what I like to call a quality.
I think dueling sinks. What if you just had to wash your own stuff and she washed her own stuff?
Well, my wife has a terrible tendency of the sink has become a place to hide everything goes in the sink. The sink to her is like the same as the trash can.
Oh my God, so, I would lose my mind.
Wrappers, containers. So then I'm going, what is half the sink is now stuff that can't even go in the sink.
And in my sink, that'll be a bowl and then she'll put a plate right on top of it. I'm like, you got to organize the dirty dishes.
The number one fight that happens in the kitchens, as I said, is about the cleaning of it. And it's everything from leaving dishes to soak, hovering or supervising while someone else cooks. They don't actually do any of the cooking. They just like to hover.
Yeah.
Trying to take over while someone started something and you're like, that's not how you do it, do this. The different standards of how they would do things. And 80% of couples say that they get into fights on a regular to semi-regular basis with their partner and the kitchen is somehow involved.
Or do you have a messy, like my wife says, I'm a messy cook. I don't clean enough as I go. And you've gotten that complaint as
all
well.
All the time because my place looks like chaos when I'm done. I don't
because
measure
you're an
stuff.
Artist,
right,
working.
Right, it's all creativity. I don't follow any sort of ingredient card.
Things cards. Are just happening. They're unfolding. The recipe is flowing through me.
I say, more cheese, more shredded cheese. Then the floor, it looks like a bar that you just have peanut shells over. It's just shredded cheese everywhere.
Yeah, clean it later.
But apparently that's a big problem. However, on the bright side, despite the fact that everyone seems to hate each other in the kitchen, they do find, they said most couples find it, they find it sexy when their partner does cooking stuff for them. When they find their partner cooking, and women find it sexy, and supposedly men find it sexy as well.
That's why your wife was jealous that you cooked me a steak.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Pure jealousy. Listen, if she would wait.
I want you to film yourself.
There are very few
next
women
time.
I've ever known in my life that would easily put down a ribeye at 7:30 in the morning. Allie is one of the few women I've ever met.
I did it twice this week.
Yes,
baby.
She did, baby.
K-Rock. It's almost the end of the.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Let me say hi to Pedro in Fullerton. What are you doing on the phones, Pedro?
Oh, I'm driving to the work site. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Fine. Why are you calling?
Hoping to have plans to go see the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes, we did play a Smashing Pumpkins song the moment after we said that when you hear us play a song, call us and get invited to the funeral as we celebrate the life, the legacy, and the love of Zero in Memoriam happening this Sunday. You can watch along live on YouTube at Smashing Pumpkins YouTube at 5 p.m. But this is something that you will be at in person. And congratulations, Pedro. You're as good as in. So wear black and enjoy the Smashing Pumpkins event.
Woo! Thanks, guys.
Take some pictures and tag us because we will not be there. We gave every ticket we had away to you, and so we'll be living vicariously through you, all right?
Sounds good. We'll do.
All right. Enjoy that.
Normally taboo and tasteless to post social media videos of funerals, but not in this case.
This particular case, probably okay. Although I could see Billy saying it's a yonder bag event. Who knows? Maybe he wants to keep it private. It's an in memoriam, but it's going to be on YouTube, so it's not going to be that private, I guess. Perhaps this weekend you get some downtime. Maybe it's tonight. Maybe it's tomorrow. Maybe Sunday. You're sitting there, you got the remote in your hand. You go, I know there's stuff I should be watching, but there's so much stuff I can't possibly know what to watch. But perhaps you listen to our show and you say, I like Allie or I like Vanessa. So maybe you would like the same shows we like. It's time for us to do a quick Weekend Watchers roundup, and here we go.
And now it's time for Weekend Watchers.
Start with Vanessa, who I know has polished off The Rookie and New Girl multiple times. But what are you watching now, Vanessa, that you recommend to anyone who thinks of you as the person on the show that they most relate with?
Watching R.J. Decker, disgraced newspaper photographer, ex-con turned private investigator. You got a problem? Our guy R.J. will solve it for you. I love a crime show. There's a problem, someone solves it. Boom. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy for the brain. And it's
fine. You know all those shows?
Seems like your brain's gone through a lot lately.
You know, you see all those shows that you see commercials for the shows, you go, who would possibly watch that?
I see ads for this, and I'm like, this looks stupid.
These are all of Vanessa's favorite shows.
Yeah, but it's like Rizzoli and Isles. Any of those things.
I love that show.
Yeah, it's like, here's a very simple, it has little catchphrases and little one-liners that are funny, but there's not a whole lot of depth to it. It's just like a Temu version of SVU, right? It's not as serious, just kind of light and fun.
Oh,
and
SLS Temu.
Yeah, right. Well, you order from Shein, so it makes sense, right, that you want something just simple, crime solved, move on.
What's this voice you have? You're doing an impression of one of the characters, or that was your way of selling us on the show?
Yeah, I was selling you on it.
Okay, and what is it? What is this show on?
It's on Hulu.
Hulu. Once again, that show that Vanessa's watching for her Weekend Watchers pick is T.J. Hooker what?
No, R.J. Decker.
R.J. Decker.
T.J. Hooker.
All right, so that's Vanessa's show. I'm not going to be watching that, but if you, maybe you, you're into
it. My wife loves all those dumb crime shows. I like true crime.
We move on to Jake the Nerd. Maybe Jake's the guy on the show. You say, I relate with Jake, so perhaps I'd like the same show Jake is watching. Jake, what are you watching?
I just watched this movie on Apple TV with Keanu Reeves called Outcome. He plays like this aged child star. He plays like the biggest movie star in the world who's getting over like a drug addiction, and someone's extorting him, and he's trying to figure it out. The cast is crazy. It's Keanu Reeves, it's Jonah Hill, Cameron Diaz.
Oh, wow.
Martin Scorsese, David Spade. It's. I thought it was good and funny.
I found it terrible.
Oh,
I found
really?
It so laborious trying to get through it.
Laborious is Jake's sweet spot.
Yeah, man. I'm all about laborious.
Every story Jake tells us is laboring.
Oh, man.
It was just not for me.
All right, but that's why.
You just thought it was slow,
but
Omar?
But that's the point, though. Jake, yeah. people go, right. Jake's my guy. Yeah. I like Jake. Mm-hmm. Omar, not. But now if you side with Omar, then you go, you know what? I wouldn't like this.
But so, if they paid that entire cast, which is a cast full of A-listers, do you think they're happy that just Jake likes it?
No, so probably not. Like, well, I'm sure there's other Jake-minded people in the world that also like it. Omar, you watch anything worth sharing?
You know, the only thing that I really have been watching lately on the good old treadmill is that my ex was the worst or something like that on
sex.
Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Worst ex ever?
Yeah.
Worst ex ever. That's what it is.
That's a good one, yeah, where it's like stalker guys and stuff.
Yeah, in the first episode, they feature the Deadpool killer who killed two ladies. And it's very interesting because he had a very... like a deep history of just, you know, being violent towards women. And there's a lot of signs that people should have paid attention to. And he ended up killing two ladies within, I think, 24 hours.
He's the guy with the Joker tattoos,
yes,
right?
Yes, he got all those tattoos in prison. Yeah. It's
interesting, by the way, of the three shows we brought you already, Vanessa's is on Hulu, Jake's is on Apple, Omar brings you one from Netflix. So we're all over the place.
Where are you at?
Well, I feel bad admitting the show that I really like because you guys will all judge me, but this Temptation Island show.
Oh, my
Judge.
God.
Judge!
What?
Is
that what happens when you judge someone? You just go, judge!
Wag your finger.
Yell, judge.
I love that. Judge!
I could talk about, you know, I think Euphoria has been a lot of fun this season. I'm into that. I like Rooster on HBO.
I started watching Rooster.
Great show. I like Carell, you know, but... this Temptation Island's got something going here. They take these couples.
Yeah, we know how it works.
Hot couples.
And they tent them on an island.
And then they move them to different homes with all these other single people. And the single people are trying to basically bang the people in the relationships. That's the temptation part, Allie. And then if they're not banging, the show just keeps adding more and more things to make them bang. So even if they're trying to behave, and they're like, I made a deal, I'm not going to bang anyone else. They're like, oh yeah, well, introducing the tent of consent.
Whoa.
And then they pop up some weird tent, and they're like, that's a tent, but it's only for banging. And then if people don't do that, they're like, all right, you got to go on a forced date, and you guys are going to do full body naked mud massages.
Jesus.
And then the part that's crazy about the show is they take this footage and then they show it to the significant others living in
this
the other house.
This is just a show about homewreckers.
Yeah, kind of. And then,
you think about me, like I'm not thinking about cheating, but if somebody put me in a sex tent and everybody was coming on to me, I probably would.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, sex tent.
And then I don't really know what else is going on because I haven't watched all of it yet. I like the setup to the whole thing. I like this Temptation Island place.
You also like shows you don't really have to pay attention to.
Yeah, I look up every once in a while. Some hot woman in a bikini doing something, and then the guy's like, "I'll never cheat on her." And then the next scene, he's like doing a slip and slide on another. The whole thing is. It's just stupid, but I find it very enjoyable. And I'm not alone. It's always a top show.
Yeah, it is. I mean, what season is it in?
Oh, who the hell knows?
It's like season 27 or something like that. They have 15 seasons a year.
I may just be watching the same season over again. I don't know, but that's what I'm into.
I'm watching the new season of Hacks. I am also watching Rooster, and I started this show called Widow's Bay on Apple TV, which is good because I like the kind of like... merging of thriller and funny, like it's like a comedy thriller. But what I wanted to share that I am actually watching on Netflix before I cancel is Should I Marry a Murderer? And it's a three-part docuseries, and it's about this woman who starts dating this guy, and he's the perfect guy. He's like this mountain man. He lives on a farm, and he's a hunter and stuff. And then months into the relationship, he confesses that he killed someone, and she has to decide if she should stay with him or if she should report to the police what happened. So she decides to report it, and then the police, you know, start investigating it behind the scenes. But in the meantime, she's still pretending to be in love with this guy, and he proposes to her, and she starts getting in the process of marrying him and all this stuff while she's working undercover with the cops.
This is a real show?
Yeah, docuseries. And it's all her... you know, telling of what happened and whether and like, you know,
this
whether
real story.
Yeah, real story, whether or not she's going to get caught and all this stuff, because this guy definitely killed somebody and she's trying to get more information out of him about where the body is and all this stuff. It's fascinating.
Hey, Matt, you're on K-Rock. We're in the middle of a weekend watchers roundup of things we recommend you watch if you have any downtime this weekend. What's up?
Hey there.
Hey.
Yeah, I know you guys are talking about all the shows you're watching, but I recommend the show that you don't watch is because I saw Allie on it. It was on Access TV, and it was like a throwback 80s show.
Right.
And I was in my, you know, I was on a work project at the time, just kind of hanging out in the hotel room, deep lading, and I turn on the TV, and there you are. Just ruined the rest of my night.
Okay.
All right. That's a good, that's a weekend not watchers right
okay,
there.
Okay, great.
As recommended.
Well, I can't even remember the name of that show.
A lot of great suggestions coming through.
Canceled.
The show is currently called Not Renewed for Another Season, is what it's called.
I think that did happen.
There's your Weekend Watchers Roundup, some songs, some takeaways, your weekend song, and much more here on K-Rock. Welcome to your weekend. Thank you, Royal Otis, and thank you for spending some time with us this morning as we get into the weekend. Let's go ahead and get the hell out of here with your takeaways, and then, of course, we'll do it again next week. If you need us, in the meantime, there's a GOAT line for you, 844-956-GOAT. I didn't get to a lot of these calls today. Apologies. We did have a lot of stuff here, including a celebrity that called the GOAT line, but we can't just, you know, give them priority.
Oh, hey, guys. Marcus Mumford again. Mumford and Sons.
Marcus Mumford calls a lot on the GOAT line, but we'll get to that message next week.
Wait, I want to hear what he has to say.
I've got so many songs I'm making up on the go here. Here's another one.
He's singing us unreleased music.
Oh, cool.
Vanessa likes chicken.
It's like a lot of that stuff. So thank you, Marcus Mumford, for
I
that.
I still love it.
Anyway, we'll get into everything next week, and we have more to give you. We'll tell you all about it Monday morning. I think we have some surprises in store for you. I know there's some stuff we had planned. I don't know. Is next week a Lie Day Friday? Is that next week? Are we doing that again?
I think
again?
So, yeah.
That is next week.
I guess who's going to be sitting on the old hot seat answering questions?
The man himself. Highly anticipated episode.
The DJ
Spencer?
DJ Omar Khan on the hot seat for a little Lie Day Friday. Omar, and the first question is going to be, who do you enjoy waking up with more, us or Kevin and Bean? I don't think we need a lie detector test for that.
Don't waste one of your questions with that.
But there's going to be a lot of other questions about Omar and who he dislikes on the show
most. Or when he doesn't go to an event, is it really because he's busy with his kids or is he just saying that?
Right. I don't even think his kids play softball.
He really made up a whole other life. He probably has no wife and kids.
I've never met Omar's kids, to be honest. I don't think he's got kids. I think the whole thing is a sham. Great. By the way, if you want to live the life, just make up a family. You don't even have to have them, and then you just have a built-in. I used to say that to Allie all the time.
Hey.
The best thing about having kids, you have an excuse to get out of anything.
You do have kids.
I actually have kids, but then as soon as I said that, Allie's like, you want to come to my wedding? I said, I can't, I have kids.
Yeah, right. That was the last minute, by the way, that you didn't come.
I know, my steak's still sitting there in Portland. Let's do takeaways from today's show, and then officially get out of here. Next week, Lie Day Friday, with Omar Khan on the hot seat.
917, my takeaway is pick your law firm carefully.
Jesus Christ.
That was rough.
That was a beat your boss, and I see a lot of people's takeaways are that the highest mountain in the world is 9 feet tall.
9 feet tall. So. 949, my takeaway is keep your kids away from Uncle Klein.
Lift them up and swing them around.
Do the helicopter with them. Let's see. 714, my takeaway is 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS has Vanessa as a spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
Carros para niños. 818, my takeaway is the rat tail is the vasectomy of haircuts. 818, sir, no food in the theater.
Man.
And 909, Jake got that punani.
Yeah, Jake got that punani yesterday. Good for Dave. Vanessa, you have a takeaway?
They took him. But it was, watch out for Uncle Klein.
Okay. I'm glad you said it, though. Jake, you have a takeaway?
Yeah, milk and ketchup is all a grown boy needs.
The official food of boomers, milk and ketchup.
Ew.
The food pyramid had two things on it.
That's so true, though. They really did love milk and ketchup.
Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is fat is forever.
Yeah, it sure is. God bless fat. If you're ever fat once, you're always fat.
Yeah,
never
forever.
Forget that.
It's always with you.
And that sucked for me because I was a fat baby. I was born fat. So
yeah.
That sticks around for life.
And since you've been working out, your neck's getting thicker.
Thank
weird
you.
Thing.
Thanks, Allie.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate that. A little confidence going to the weekend with. Appreciate that.
Hey, good old thick necks here.
Thick necks never die.
Omar, you have a takeaway?
I have fun listening to this weekend.
Let's start at the very beginning.
God damn it.
A very good place to start.
Ugh,
when
fat. fast forward to the end.
Begin? How is this good?
One, two, uh-huh.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi. Do, Re, Mi.
Oh, F that.
The sound I'll get is the sound of my phone in the bathroom at the Page A's Theater, whatever it's called.
Page A's. Did you just say the Page AIDS Theater?
I tried to say Pantages, but it's a tough one. I've given up already.
It's not.
I can't believe
Pantages.
Omar, is that song you just played me, is that really from the thing I'm going to?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Here's some more.
A deer, a female deer. Rain,
I mean, it is one of the classics, but honestly, even if I had the choice to watch that movie or watch the musical, I would probably pass.
I will be doing my own little show called Sound of Bullet, where I take in my misery.
Her sound just happens to be.
All right, here's your weekend song. We'll do it next week and try to do it better. All right, goodbye. I keep it crunchy, baby.
Wasabi.
Oh, baby. It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday. Thursday. Forget that voice. Are you ready for the weekend?
It ain't what it is.
Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, Sunday, sleeping in. Eating brunch. Honk, honk.
I got gas. America. Yeah. I'm laughing.
Hit the beach or hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look.
Be a shoe shine.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Or.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
We want freedom. We want freedom. Yeah.
Morning, Kirok. You got birdie. What's the matter?
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.